Proclamation number 5478, dated the September 2, 1952. The blood of Christ. Guilt of sin. For you, my children on earth, I shed my blood. For you I took the most difficult path because I wanted to help you ascend from the abyss which you could never have left by yourselves. For you I died on the cross. The sacrifice I had wanted to offer Godfather was accepted. It was offered for you. Thus you humans on earth shall gain from it. What I had begged from God and for which I made the sacrifice should benefit you earthly children. Because in the state you were at the time I descended to earth, you urgently needed help. But I also knew that not just the people during my lifetime on earth were in need. I knew that, as long as the earth exists, human beings could not fulfill their earthly task because they were too weak, and I took pity on the whole of humanity, even those of the past and in the future. And I included all human beings in my act of salvation. I gained unlimited blessings for all people, which they now can use in order to reach their goal on earth. Sacrificing my life was an act of utmost compassion. I had accepted a state of suffering entirely consciously and voluntarily, which I would have been unable to bear without the divine strength of love. But I took pity on humanity's awful distress and was willing to endure anything in order to help. Although I knew that this act of salvation would culminate in my being's complete deification, it was not the reason for my action. I was purely moved by my love for the suffering spirit which had deserted God, which was so very distant from God and therefore unhappy. Love filled me with such might that I was able to find the strength therein for the act of mercy, that I suffered and died for humanity in excruciating physical pain. I sacrificed my life on the cross for my unhappy brothers who, like me, had formerly come forth from God but who had left the path of their destiny. I knew the bliss of God's nearness and had mercy with the fallen wretched spirit. But I also knew of God's love for all his living creations and wanted to bring back to him what had voluntarily distanced itself from him. My love for God, as well as the love for everything which had emerged from him, was overwhelming. Only because of this love had God accepted my sacrifice. And my love asked God for forgiveness of the guilt which clung to the fallen and could not be redeemed in any other way, since it consisted of heartlessness. Hence only love could make this sacrifice, and therefore it was not the death on the cross as such but the love for humanity which was proven by this death which was accepted by God as atonement. I shed my blood for you humans and thus made amends for your actions. I took your sin upon myself and suffered for it. But you also have to do your part. You have to be willing to become redeemed by my crucifixion. You have to want that this act of grace was also achieved for you. You have to make use of the blessings by acknowledging me in my act of salvation and willingly join those for whom I have died on the cross. Without this acknowledgement and your will, you are and remain blemished by this guilt of sin and chained to him who has caused your fall. I have indeed accomplished the act of salvation for all of you, but only your own will can bring it into effect for you, because you cannot be redeemed against your will from a sin which you voluntarily committed. You have to step beneath the cross of Christ. You have to acknowledge me and call to me. You have to confess your guilt to me and request that I carry it on your behalf and remove it with my blood. And all your guilt will be forgiven for the sake of my love. Amen.